Man, I'm pretty jazzed. I got a fill-in producer Brady, who also does the energy drink thing. We were just talking about energy drinks. I'm a really bad place in energy drinks. I'm going to share with you the amount of caffeine I drink, because Brady's younger than me. Brady's just saying, how do you not spend your whole show in the bathroom? I'm going to just share it with you just real quick, just to see if you think I'm sick. Or maybe just clever like a fox. Plus, we'll talk about, you know, the effort to force you to be injected. Because the mandates are coming. I'm telling you, they're coming. We'll get started right after we check traffic with Right Way Traffic.
We're going in the wrong direction. If you look at the inflection of the curve of new cases, and as you said in the run-in to this interview, that it is among the unvaccinated. And since we have...
You are such a liar. All of you is a lie. He's using the phrase curve again. Today is the day the Lord has made as an opportunity for us to rejoice. And these are the times in which God has decided we will live. We do have a unique set of responsibilities, and the choice is stark, a temporal choice. People who are trying to seize control of your thoughts, they are in Canada constructing laws to punish bad think if you express it privately amongst your friends. Bill 36 puts the government into your text messages and emails to make sure that you don't cause someone to feel hatred. There are people arrested in Australia for posting on social media, Australia. And it's real easy to put in your mind, oh, I'm just going to stay calm, or that's over there. No, it's here. It's just not here yet. The march is coming. So we have a choice. Those are the people who want to brutally control you completely. Now they want to seize control of your body, because the next step is, as Fauci was just lying there, it's really people who have developed natural immunity to the virus and are in age groups where they don't represent a risk to anybody. They're putting at risk everybody who has gotten the magic vaccine, because the magic vaccine people, they're at risk from the people who don't have the magic vaccine, even though a lot of them have immunity. And look, I have a paycheck to earn. There's things that the pharma companies expect from me. And yeah, look, I haven't survived this long as a swamp rat, not knowing which side of the bread is the butter on it for me to lick off with my little rat teeth and lips. Not to dehumanize them. I shouldn't call people rats. That's dehumanizing. I'd not have done that. Perhaps it's the caffeine. I said I'd do a caffeine check. Let's just do that. Here's where we're at from the morning. 5-hour energy upon waking. Quad latte upon about 30 minutes of waking. Now I'm headed into monster drink territory. Then I'll get to the gym. And prior to just get rolling into the gym, I'll drink a Bang soda. And then when the proper workout begins, if I'm not sufficiently geeked, I'll drink a Total War. Does anyone join my great fill-in producer Brady Bones in saying, maybe you have a problem? Maybe the caffeine doesn't work anymore. Maybe you should mainline.
Everyone needs to stop and reset how they're thinking about going about their lives in the era of COVID-19.
COVID strikes both at our health and our economic well-being.
People remember this is not a time to let down our guard, that we must continue to maintain physical distance of 6 feet from others.
They go back up fairly shortly again as well. And as you've seen, you know, like I said, there were 7,000 cases the other day and 3,500 this morning.
Let's do a contrast and compare. Not a whataboutism, but a contrasting and comparing. Those were the interchanged voices of the so-called Dr. Jeff Duchin, King County Health, King County Health, and the King of Washington State, Jay Inslee, King Inslee. Back and forth, their voices. Let's do a contrast and compare. We're going to take the COVID and their response and gang shootings in their response. Then we'll bring the Fauci into this whole mess. Yep. Watch the comparison. The same Duchin, Jeff Duchin is his name, who the Seattle media types love him. I've been in the room with Seattle media types. Oh, Dr. Dushan's on TV. Let's make sure that we get quotes from Dr. Dushan. And I would say, why do you like him? Well, he's the top health expert for King County Health. He's wonderful. What do you know about him? Well, he's just a doctor. Is he controversial? No. Oh. The guy who pretends to be concerned about people's health, who has let rat-infested drug camps to flourish with hepatitis A and trench diseases in them, and HIV going up, and ocular syphilis going up, and gonorrhea and going up, is a health doctor. He's the lead health authority. So when those things are in play, he lets them go on. When a flu is in play, a flu, he wants people who've been shot up with the mRNA injections to wear the woke masks again.
King County's health officer, Dr. Jeffrey Dugin, says those in high populated areas like Seattle should now reconsider wearing face coverings voluntarily when gathering indoors. IHME says doing that could save hundreds of lives in the coming weeks. Plus, the vaccine has never been a silver bullet. Some people still get sick and die.
Thank you, Cuomo. It's never been a silver bullet. Do you remember our way out of this mess is the vaccines? That's the only way out. Not ivermectin, which is a therapeutic that costs $6. When people get sick, it makes them better. And they get natural immunity. Not hydroxychloroquine, zinc, vitamin D, vitamin C protocols, which help people avoid getting sicker so their immune systems kick in and stop the disease, and they get natural immunity, which is better than no immunity, because the mRNA injections do not impart immunity. That's a health official blaming the healthy for the sick, blaming people with herd immunity for being at risk or risking the lives of people who have the mRNA injection. Everybody got that? Let's lock that in our minds. Now, what the media dutifully calls gun violence, because they were told, call it gun violence, because the people who fight to take away your guns spent a lot of time and money crafting the phrase gun violence. Okay? Those same people in the Mockingbirds talking to the same party officials, same apparatchiks of the party, talking about gun violence. Keep in mind, Dushan and woke masks, blaming the healthy for being a risk to other people. People who don't have the virus are risking people's lives.
Well, what we do know is the lack of resources is not helping the problem. We know that. We know we want 7-minute response times. We want good investigations done after the fact. We want to deploy technology to allow us to know where gunshots are fired and to do as much ballistic investigations as we can.
I think the key thing is we can't sit back. We cannot sit back and allow this kind of violence to continue to happen.
So that was, the second voice was Colleen Echohawk from the Seattle Fox affiliate via KATU. We can't sit back. You're telling people to sit back. The other voice was the interim chief, Diaz.
What has the party blamed? Your guns. The party goes after the nonviolent gun owner with labyrinthine
puzzle-like rules which make it impossible to not break the law. You have to lock up your gun when you're not using it. If a felon steals it and uses it to kill somebody or to harm somebody, you are liable. You can't hand your gun to your friend at a gun range without doing a background check every single time. You can't own this weapon or that weapon. They want to take away what they've determined to be high-capacity magazines from you. The party people who masquerade under health want to take away your freedom because healthy people are putting everyone at risk. People who want natural herd immunity and have it are risking the lives of others. It's your freedoms that are dangerous. I hope everybody sees the thread. Now, let's go look at Tony Fauci after we check traffic. The common thread in what we just discussed is your liberties are the problem. In the case of gang violence, the party won't even speak the phrase gang violence. In the case of the COVID flu, a virus that cannot be stopped, the Spanish flu is still here. We just have immunities to it. It still exists. Your freedoms are the problem. In the COVID flu, safe alternatives to the mRNA injections cannot be considered. They're too dangerous and too cheap and too affordable. So they're being suppressed. Ivermectin is being suppressed by the party, with Fauci being the real pusher of that effort to suppress it. Just as he suppressed alternative approaches to HIV/AIDS in favor of a chemotherapy, which in and of itself is deadly for many. But it costs $10,000 per dose. And Fauci is going and enriching pharmaceutical companies. There's one official thing you can do. Not ivermectin, not the antigens, not hydroxychloroquine, not betting on your natural immunity. There's one path, and no one has a waiver. Even if you've had the COVID flu, you have to get the mRNA injections. That is not a medical decision. You have risk-free immunity that lasts longer, but you still have to take the risk of the clot shots, which is what Daniel Horowitz has called them, the clot shots. So safe alternatives are suppressed. Your freedom is the problem. Your freedom to say no is the issue. It's the problem. Your freedom to decide for yourself how to make yourself safe and your family safe and have respect for others' safety and their decisions. That's the problem. Your thinking is the problem. Your skepticism is the problem. Your decision to study the facts for yourself is the problem. Your decision to use basic common sense. If your magic mRNA injections work, why are you telling me, as a healthy person, I'm putting people who've had them at risk? None of it matches. None of it's about health. It's about you and your problem. That's the COVID flu. Guns. Anytime the government decides to, they can stop letting in the Honduran and Chinese and Mexican and Russian cartels. Anytime they choose to. Anytime they want to. The gang units know where these guys are. They've got all their names, all their locations. Anytime they want to, they can use RICO statutes to shut them down using federal law. Anytime they want to. Anytime they want to, they could wake the blank up and say, you know what? The open air drug dealing is getting people killed, but they won't. So what do they do? Your freedom is the issue. your freedom to vote against government-funded heroin dens in Seattle. That was an issue, so the Seattle Supreme Court stole your ability to vote against government-funded heroin dens. Your freedom, your skepticism, that was the problem, so the Seattle Supreme Court pretended you don't have the right to vote against government-funded heroin dens. With guns in your home, your freedom is the issue. Your Glock is the issue. Your AR is the issue. You have too many rounds in your mags that you don't use to assault people. They go after you. You are the issue. We need a gun registration database because you are the issue, not the gangsters, not the thugs. You are the issue. Your freedoms are the problem. The safe alternatives to this? Just as there's safe alternatives in the COVID flu, the safe alternatives are to go after the sick people, the gangsters. But they won't, not in any serious sense. Meanwhile, you've got the Fauci. In my judgment, the biggest human rights criminal in my lifetime in the United States. Imagine this. It's so easy to get drawn into the news cycle because the news cycle is so bizarre, so accelerated, so fast, so upside down, so sick, so carnival mirror world bizarre. Sometimes it's helpful just to boil it down to a very simple question. Yes, hi, Tony. Why is it a good idea for the United States taxpayer to be forced to use our money to give to the Chinese Communist Party, who are running concentration camps, Tony, killing Uyghurs and selling their organs? Why is it a good idea to force us to give them money to study viruses in order to make the viruses more dangerous when the Chinese Communist Party has pledged to be the world's expert on chemical and biological warfare? Why is that a good idea, Tony Fauci?
That was done. It was research that was highly recommended by peer-reviewed, our United States peer-reviews. It got a very high score in the peer-review system. And the purpose of the research was very, very clear. It was to try and determine what was out there in the bat population that might be ultimately risky for us. It was done in the context of trying to find out what the precise environmental bat source was of SARS-CoV-1 so that we could prevent SARS-CoV-2.
Well, I mean, the study on SG gas, it was very highly recommended by peer-reviewed scientists and eugenics at the time. Eugenics at the time, it was widely regarded in peer-reviewed journals as very important research because we did have reason to believe that people who had bumps in the heads were actually part swine. And so it was highly recommended, just like the ice pick lobotomy, where you lift up a person's left eyelid and put an ice pick under their eyelid and then jam it into the frontal cortex of the brain until you puncture the skull and pierce part of the brain in order to solve depression. That was highly regarded in the scientific community. Just saying it plainly. No, it wasn't about. Well, the reason that we went to the work of gene splicing and taking a virus that only happens in bats and gestating it into human cells by way of a third intermediary like a swine. The reason we did that was to see what might happen if a bat and a human mated, but while mating, there was a swine involved. Maybe they were eating bacon as the bat and the human mated, and you had the gene splicing. And I mean, that could happen. And so No. The Chinese Communist Party wants to be the world's experts in bioweapons, and you, Fauci, are completely compromised. And if you can't see that, but then I'm not doing my job. That is my fault. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show. You know, I always wondered if the Scorpions picked up the dual guitar thing from Southern Rock. I know that seems weird, but think about it. You know, think about the Allman Brothers and Lynyrd Skynyrd and Molly Hatchet. I mean, real, no, think about the intro to that song. It's sort of because they, you know, that they didn't really speak English. Funny thing about Matisse Iabs is he was the lead singer, one of the songwriters for the Scorpions. He talked about the fact that they didn't really speak English, even as they were singing those songs. That they, you know, they just muscled their way through it. They were learning English from TV and from other rock songs. So I always wondered if they spoke that way, you know, it's early in the morning. I can't even say the lyrics to that song on the air because it's, well, I mean, you know why I can't say that. You know the point of Rock You Like a Hurricane, right? I just wondered if they spoke that way in person. But I do take the dueling guitar things and think of Southern Rock, and they had those dueling guitars, and the Scorpions had that in so many songs. Because it was all American rock and roll. At the time, Southern rock was huge. I don't think Southern rock gets enough enough credit for songwriting because I think it got buried sometimes in what some people saw as shtick, but it wasn't shtick. Well, then there was the terrible controversy where Molly Hatchet let Danny Joe Brown go for an album. Danny Joe had that, remember A Flirting with Disaster? He had that really low voice, and they said, oh, his voice isn't working. It's his fault we're not at the top of the charts. And so they let him go and hired a guy with this really raspy voice, and that didn't work. I just don't think they got enough credit. 38 Special. That was an offshoot. Was they an offshoot of Lynyrd Skynyrd, weren't they? 38 Special? They just wrote great pop songs with like a pop rock with like a southern twinge to it. That's it. I'm calling the Scorpions. I'm going to ask them. Did you guys, was it Southern Rock? Okay, I admit, I don't want to talk about this. So maybe that's why I'm talking about Southern Rock. This is so sad, you guys. So this is one of those moments where you're going to remember where you were when you hear this news. Sometimes doing radio live like this and you get this breaking news, it's just a gut punch. And I disagree with this lady on so many things, on everything, and yet I have breaking news about Barbara Boxer. Barbara Boxer was assaulted in Jack London Square, a neighborhood in Oakland. The assailant pushed her in the back and stole her cell phone and jumped into a waiting car. She's 80, retired in 2017. Department's robbery section is investigating the incident. $2,000 reward being for information leading to the arrest of the assailant. Of course, with hate crimes, they say, I don't know what a hate crime means, 31% 2020, fueled by Barbara Boxer's party pimping racial hate. She faced the results of what her party has been doing to American cities. Genuinely, I'm glad that Barbara Boxer lived through this. Everybody deserves shots at redemption, even Barbara Boxer. Barbara, call me Senator, not ma'am, Boxer. Corrupt Barbara Boxer. She's 80. She gets attacked and pushed to the ground for a cell phone in a city where people can openly walk into stores anytime they want and take things. As long as it's $999, not $1,000, there's nothing they can do. Cops aren't even going to be called. you prep an environment like this where people see something they want, they see someone who is vulnerable, and they say, I can take what I want, and they go take it. You prep an environment. You remember when Gabby Giffords was shot and she became a proponent of taking away your guns because someone shot her? You didn't, but someone did. The same with the Brady family. You didn't shoot the Bradys, James Brady. Someone did, but not you. And they became proponents of going after your guns. Now, I can understand you've been through this trauma. You nearly died. Now, you have hatred and fear, and that gets directed in the wrong place at the guns of people who had nothing to do with harming you, rather than being directed at resources that could help prevent that or stop that. But that's not where it's at. Barbara Boxer could use this opportunity to say, wow, I'm an 80-year-old woman in Jack London Square. And Jack London Square, do you know Jack London Square? Jack London Square used to be a place you'd go to for nice dinners. It's, you know, it's near the water. You could see the sails on the sailboats. And for all of the really bad areas of Oakland, all of the no-go zones, Jack London Square was not that. It was, well, it was date night stuff. Dinner date night, if you're going in Oakland. So this could be a moment where she could wake up and say, you know, the chaos is too much. But she won't. At 80, when you've spent your life benefiting from the chaos, maybe the only lesson she can get is maybe you're not safe enough yet. Maybe the party needs more mechanisms of safety around itself. After all, it wasn't 3 weeks ago they took the fences down at the White House. Maybe those should go back up. In Australia, I'm watching footage of so-called cops shoving people's faces into concrete because people are protesting being forced back into their houses again. They're protesting being forced to be shot up with a gene therapy. And so-called cops are all over them. And I wonder, how many Australians are thinking in their minds, we shouldn't have given up our guns? Why did we give up our guns? Why did we think that was a good idea? Well, because your guns were scary. Your guns were harming others. The same story we're being told in the United States of America. We'll come back with just a few more things on the Todd Herman Show. Yeah, a little dueling guitar stuff. A theme from Brady Bones. We'll get back to Brady was just hipping to me to a band called Skillet. So we may, I may request more Skillet next hour. Sort of like that. Some electronic fiddle, violins. Yeah, I used to really frustrate a guy I worked with in FM radio because just to anger him, just to bug him, just because I knew it just grated on him, just because I loved watching his face just get angry. I used to call guitars git fiddles just because he didn't even play guitar. It was just funny. When I said git fiddle, he'd look at me one day just on the air. Why do you say git fiddle? Why do you say that? No one says git fiddle. Why do you say that? I just said, just because of that. That's why I said git fiddle. What you just did there, that's why I did it. Just to engender a response like that. Well, it's just a terrible word. Git fiddle, git fiddle. You know what? That could be the name of a band. And now, dig, git, fiddle. Let's get started with
just a few more things.
It's a quick arrangement of news-like items laid out into a logical and sequentially ordered list. It's our effort to insert order back into a world being driven into chaos to benefit the party, because chaos allows them to say, we'll fix that chaos for you. Just roll up your sleeve and get injected with this tracking device. What? Oh, I mean, vaccine. It's vaccine. So we number the items because that's
thing one.
Mika, what's her name and what's her thing on MSNBC? She's celebrating that in her eyes. Well, I'll let her explain.
The people who are unvaccinated and were followers of Donald Trump and followers of these Republicans and followers of Fox News and followers of Newsmax and followers of right wing garbage on Facebook are the ones who have chosen to believe the conspiracy theories and the bad information out there. And they are the ones going to the hospital and dying of COVID and spreading it around the country and keeping our country from being able to move forward out of mask wearing.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, what's this here? Oh, a 33-year-old woman in Louisiana who had gotten both mRNA injections died almost overnight from the COVID flu. Well, how could that happen? The symptoms build up over time. Nope. As I've been telling you, with the mRNA injections, they can create asymptomatic super spreaders, which this lady almost certainly was. She didn't know she was sick. That's not misinformation. That comes straight from the Louisiana Department of Health being refreshingly honest. Next up, in just a few more
things.
Hey, circle back, Saki. How many folks had breakthrough cases there? They've got the mRNA injections in the White House and have still gotten sick.
In terms of the impact of individuals who may have, as you said, breakthrough cases.
So why not just provide the number? Are you trying to hide something?
No, but why do you need to have that information?
Case of transparency, just public, understand, having a better understanding of how breakthrough cases work here in the White House.
That's not disinformation. That's, you don't get this information. You, well, say it this way. You don't get to have this information. See what I did? It's sort of a pun. Next up, and just a few more things.
Thing three.
Then there's this. This is very persuasive. I was a fool. I went and did the math. I looked at the fatality profile. I looked at the way in which this virus attacks people who are obese or who have problems in respiratory systems or diabetes. I looked at the age striations, that it's really people in older age, and I studied that, and then I put myself in a risk group and said, okay, in terms of age stratification, health profile, I don't have any of the comorbid conditions. Plus, I think I've had the COVID flu, so I'm not going to get the injections because I don't want the spike proteins being forced to grow in my body because they are innately something that cause blood clots, even small ones. But Dr. Redner convinced me otherwise.
Whatever's holding you back now, you should put that away and go down as quickly as possible and get yourself the vaccine for your sake and for your family's sake and for the community, really.
But they don't provide immunity at all. So that's the community's sake for what? None of this is medical. Next up, in just a few more things.
Thing four.
This is an interesting justification of working with a violent, murderous, communist regime that is running real-life concentration camps, killing people and selling their organs. Interesting justification to use taxpayer dollars to help them make viruses more
that
deadly.
That was done. It was research that was highly recommended by peer-reviewed, our United States peer reviews. It got a very high score in the peer review system.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense then. It's just as long as it got a high score. Next up in just a few
things. Thing five.
The people in MSNBC, they are freaked out about Ron DeSantis.
So foreign leaders are worried Trump or someone like him might be elected in 2024. Gee, wonder who that someone might be. Here's looking at you, DeSantis.
Wow, was that a computer-generated voice? Or was that Joe Scarborough? We'll come back in the Todd Herman Show.